The events around Andriivka are even more devastating for the Russian army than anticipated. According to the Ukrainian 3rd Separate Assault Brigade, the village was completely surrounded, killing command staff of Russian 72nd Separate Motor Rifle Brigade and trapping some parts of the brigade. During the entire battle, large portions of the army unit were destroyed or captured, effectively destroying the entire Russian 72nd Separate Motor Rifle Brigade. The destruction of this Russian army unit rips a hole in the Russian defenses south of Bakhmut and further complicates the situation for the Russian army, which already has sent large reserves to the Zaporizhia front, exposing other front lines such as this one. The Russian Ministry of Defense claims that the Ukrainian armed forces attempted to attack the Bora-class corvette Samum of the Black Sea Fleet in the Black Sea with a naval drone. They say the drone was destroyed, but the Ukrainian drone was so destroyed, the Samum had to be towed back to the port. Clowns. Two Russian warships of the Black Sea Fleet were not able to return to their home ports and were towed by tugboats. The frigate Admiral Makarov and the corvette Samum are back in Russian-occupied Sevastopol harbor. It seems that Ukrainian USVs are far more successful than Russia is willing to admit. I don't think I've ever seen four M142 HIMARSs firing at the same time. Watch the missiles.
Огонь!
Svitlodarsk, Ukrainian forces hit a Russian base with a twin JDAM-ER strike. Journalists asked, "Are you afraid of escalation?" Well, the chief of Ukrainian military intelligence has the answer.
I told you then, and I will repeat it again, that you, in principle, formulate your questions based on Western logic, which is based on what is called the Russian house. And the situation is different. Russia no longer has a one-man counter to this situation. What kind of escalation are we talking about? All types of weapons are involved, from submarines to strategic aircraft. By the way, this is the first war. It is definitely the first war in which absolutely all types of weapons have already been used. Therefore, my answer is simple. There is no need to formulate the question, but the logic itself needs to be changed a little. Not everything depends, and not everything is in the hands of the Russian Federation. Definitely not. And not everything is in the hands of other players on the world stage. A little depends on us.
Shooting down Russian cruise missiles over Odessa region during yet another massive Russian attack on Ukraine last night. Russian schools purchase automatic rifles and grenades en masse. The Ministry of Education and the Prosecutor's Office have persuaded Russian schools to buy weapons to train school children. According to government procurement data, since January this year, schools have spent more than 240 million rubles, about $2.5 million, on educational equipment for classrooms for basic military training. From January to September, they spent $650,000 on equipment for chemistry, about $115,000 on physics, and about $218,000 on biology. They spent 8 times less on equipment for computer science classrooms, not counting furniture, than on life safety, about $330,000. It is impossible to change priorities. At the beginning of the year, the prosecutor's office checked schools for the presence of weapons. For example, in February, the prosecutors of St. Petersburg not only searched for weapon models in schools, but also issued an order with a list of necessary equipment. Earlier, the Ministry of Education reported that schools should purchase weapon models, mini laboratories of radiation and chemical intelligence, wound simulators, and shooting simulators. Such a set, excluding weapon models, may cost around $5.6 million. Kuzbass authorities spent the most on military training of school children. The Ministry of Education of the region made 3 purchases for $520,000. The second place is occupied by the capital region with a large gap. They spent $146,000. In total, over the last 8 months, about 380 purchases of equipment for basic military training have appeared in the public domain. The Moscow Times analyzed 186 purchases and found out that educational organizations bought 1280 Kalashnikov assault rifles. Prices vary. A model of an automatic rifle is bought for $300 to $400. While in Kirov region, they paid 3 times, $930. Along with assault rifles, they often buy ammunition, Makarov pistols, spare magazines, body armor, mock-ups of F1 and RGD-5 grenades, firearms training simulators, and body parts models. Ukrainian Special Forces for the end.
Thanks for watching, and don't forget to subscribe. Also, if you want to support Warthog Defense, please become our member and get early access to new videos, exclusive members-only videos, and become administrator in comment section. The membership link is in the description.
Every day, we had a guy last week, it's 6 rescues in 6 days. You know, he's doing the job every day.